just kind of update us on your list of guys.
Yeah,
okay. Let's go through everybody.
Yeah, I don't know exactly, but Stewart's, I don't know if it's probable, but possible. He's day-to-day. I don't know. We've got to wait and see until he feels better. He's just got body ailments, really.
So he might be a player Thursday night?
Possibly, but, you know, I'm not sure of that, really. And who else we have? Well, Wright's on the seven, on the IR. And who else we have?
Slater.
Peluso's week to week. Slater's not on the trip. That's it, I think. You know, everyone else is ready to go. We really don't have any extra forwards. We have two extra Ds. That's what we have. So it's kind of how we go about it.
When you think back on last night's game, from your standpoint, happy with the way you were able to open up this trip?
You know what? I thought we opened the game good. I thought the little line really was first on loose pucks. We were attacking. They had some good chances. You know, this lasted about 6-7 minutes. Then we, I thought Buff made a couple of good plays to keep it in the zone, chipped it twice, and then we end up getting caught taking a penalty on a back check, and they scored. But I thought our guys stuck with it. What I liked in the game the most was that we played with some real passion and a real belief system would be the best way to put it, with a lot of heart. That's the way that I would view it. You know, I'm sure people think, well, don't you play that way every night? Well, you do. You try to, but it doesn't always end up that way.
Well, you, I think I asked you this last year, and it was a similar situation in that you were in the hunt. This year, you're in a playoff spot. Would you be a little disappointed? Might not be the right word, but if one of your guys got dealt at the deadline to break up your group a little bit, would that be sort of
fair assessment?
You like having your group together?
I do. I was thinking about that last night when I got back to my room, matter of fact. You know, we're in a good place right now. We seem to have chemistry as a team, as a group. You know, those things throw a wrench in your group, and sometimes whether somebody goes or somebody comes in, there's adjustments to be made, and you just don't know the reaction you're going to get from your group, you know. So, but I do understand the other side of it. You know, that's just the way it is. But there's a comfort level with our group right now that we'd like to build on. You asked about that last night. We'd like to take some further steps. But, yeah, like I'd have to sit down with Kevin and we'd have to discuss these things, and ultimately he'd make the decision that's best for the hockey team.
Do you need to guard it's 14 games and you have a 6-point lead, you know, there's lots to be lost here. Do you need to protect against the guys looking too far down the road?
Well, you know what, I wouldn't say protect or guard, but I do understand what you're saying. I'll just put it this way. For us, there's no comfort level, and you can't get comfortable. We have to keep balance, and we have to keep focus on the task. As silly and simple as it sounds, that's what we have to do. We have to focus on what we control, and that's getting points, winning games, and keep going. I don't want to look too far down. There's no comfort in my area, and I think the players are sensing, too, that let's just focus on the game.
Pittsburgh is playing pretty well right now. 13 in a row. What do you do?
You don't do anything differently, you know. Teams that go through those stages are a little tougher because they have confidence, but they also can be beat. We haven't had the pleasure of going through 13, but you know, there's a certain chemistry you get to when you get to 13. But we're not going to view this game any differently than any other game. You know, we're going to find areas that they might be weak. We know the areas where they're strong and see what we can get done. You know, we're going to view this just as another game that we got to try to get points out of. We know who they are. I mean, last year in here, it's not a pleasant place to play. It wasn't so much that. It was just the way that we played that was a little bit disturbing, you know, for us. And that's what we have to change. We have to play a better game. Nice dog.
You were at, were you kind of at a, I guess, a loss last week, last Friday?
Last Friday was the...
I wasn't there, I can't remember, but somebody was saying...
That was the second Washington game?
Yeah, the second Washington game. Like,
After or before the game?
After the game, like a loss is to explain what was going on.
Not really.
You knew.
Well.
What has changed, I guess, is my question since.
Well, it's hard.
Have you done anything differently?
Well, you always do if you lose. You know, if you win, you don't do too much. But if you lose, you do some things differently. One of the things you do is worry. That's not much fun. But you have to try to find what is going on. So you're always doing things differently. But those were two different games. I didn't like the first game. I don't think anybody did. It was, I don't know how else to describe it. It was an empty, we were empty. And we played like it. We played with no emotion, no zip. So that was of concern. And it's not like we've over-practiced, especially this month. So there was some concern there, but that sometimes that's the funk you're in. You don't can't figure it out, you know. I thought we responded better the second game, but we didn't get any results. They just kept scoring on us.
Is your strategy, your rest strategy, is it paying dividends? Like, it seems, well, they had 4 days off, the team we played last night, and you guys had just as much energy as them.
You know, I don't know what our numbers are in March, our win-loss thing, but this was a month I remember looking at this thing and thinking, we got to get through this because April's more balanced and normal for us. So is it paying off? You don't know. It depends on, you know, how your team plays. And I can't say that the whole month of March we've played exceptional hockey. We've been up and down. It's been a little bit wild, but we have managed to get some wins in there. So I don't know. If we make the playoffs, then I can look back and say we managed it pretty well.